Hey, welcome to another episode of the Hammer Drops. I am Lack, and today is Wednesday, and we're going to talk about Super Tuesday. We're going to talk about what happened, Trump winning. I'm going to even go over the numbers because, you know, those Democrats, they really love to skew the numbers, so we're going to go over that as well, along with a few other things. But if you notice the new music, my intro and my outro, I got to give props to the guys over there in Chainwax. They're a hell of a band, hell of a group of guys, and wanted to thank them on the show for allowing me to use their music as my intro and outro. If you're interested in their music, you like what you hear, you can check them out over there on Spotify. Just put in Chainwax, the band, and they're going to pop up. Go give them a listen. So let's just get into it real quick. What's Super Tuesday? Wow. I mean, we knew Trump was going to win, but it was a bloodbath. Trump won every state minus Vermont. Now, the left is going to sit there and be making you think and try to make you believe that Joe Biden did so much better. We're going to get into those numbers because I'm going to go state by state. Yeah, there's some states he beat Trump outright, which California, I think California is probably the only state that he really beat him outright. Outside of that, no. And I'm going to go again, I'm going to go over those numbers with you because I think that's very important because they don't want you to know that aspect of it. Okay. So let's just jump right into that, shall we? Because it's a great day because not only that, but now Nikki Haley has officially suspended her candidacy for president. I mean, it only took a bloodbath, you know, on Super Tuesday for her to finally realize, hey, I'm not going to beat Donald Trump. She should have realized that when she got her ass handed to her over there in her own home state of South Carolina, but she decided that she didn't want to learn or listen, and she kept going. Now, before we get into numbers, the one thing that I find interesting about this is that all the Republican candidates, minus Trump, all signed an agreement that if they drop out, they are going to back the nominee on the Republican side for president. Is that truly going to happen? Because Nikki Haley was trying to skirt around that, basically saying, you know, roundabout that she's not going to. But I have a feeling that she's going to start showing up and to some of the rallies and stuff like that to draw support to try to unite, because that's the key thing here. The Republican Party needs to unite with one another. No more of this, you know, bird brain, whatever that Trump wants to call her. We all know that she's basically a Democrat. I mean, she won the swamp in D.C. She won two states that were heavily Democrat. Hell, she even lost California to Trump. I mean, if that says anything right there, okay? But nevertheless, she needs to, and Trump, actually, the whole Republican Party just needs to unite, because that is going to be one of the key things that it's going to take to beat the Democrats. We know, moving forward, this is going to be Trump versus Biden. Now, the question is, are we going to have a repeat of 2020? And in a lot of instances, we will. They're already prepping, like I've discussed before, other things. They're looking for ways to shut it down, ways to implement the mail-in ballots and all that stuff. But that's for another show. Right now, we're going to jump into the numbers like I promised from Super Tuesday. And we're going to start off. I'm just going to go in alphabetical order here. So we're going to start off with Alabama. All right. So in Alabama, let me see here. Okay. Trump, he got almost 500,000 votes compared to Biden's almost 170,000. Okay. And this is going to be the norm. Now, if this was election night, Biden would have lost Alabama. Okay. So now let's go to Alaska. Okay. So that one's not yet. So we're going to skip Alaska then. Let's go to Arkansas. In Arkansas, Joe Biden got only 71,888 votes, 72,000 votes. Okay. Trump, 204,000, almost 205,000 votes. And he had somebody that he was actually running against in Nikki Haley, who got 50,000 votes. And still, DeSantis got votes and all the other ones got some votes. I mean, so let's just keep going. All right. Now, like I was saying about California. So in California, Trump got just over, almost 1.1 million. Whereas Nikki Haley got 246,000. But now if you go over to the Democrat side, and we already know that California is just a cesspool of Democrats who, just love to indoctrinate children and all that other crap in China. They love China over there. And of course, Joe Biden somehow, he got 1.6 million. No, nevertheless, I mean, that was, that's a given. I mean, we know California's a shithole. So now let's go to Colorado. In Colorado, Biden got 448,000 to Trump's 519,000. So it's not a big margin there, but I mean, still considerable considering Nikki Haley had 275,000 and the leading person, which was non-committal delegates. So non-committed, they got 43,000 votes. So that's in Colorado. And you can see how this is all, you can't make this crap up. And for some reason, Delaware and Florida are both canceled. I don't know why. Hawaii is today. All right, so Iowa. So Joe Biden got, and 90% of this is already done over here in Iowa. Joe Biden got 11,000 votes in Iowa. To Trump's 56,260 votes. That's still $40,000 vote swing right there. So, okay, so now we'll go to Idaho, where Trump got 33,000 to, okay, never mind. Biden hasn't done that yet. All right, so we're still moving on. Let's go to Maine. In Maine, Donald Trump got 77,000 to Joe Biden's 58,000. So, I mean, still about almost 20,000 more than Biden. Now, I want you to pay attention because when I'm reading off these numbers, if this, and I can't stress this enough, if this was election night, Biden would be losing all these states. And the reason why I'm saying that is because you need to pay close attention to these numbers. Because this is how you're going to know that they're going to try to pull something off in the election. Because there's no way that Biden is going to beat Trump in any of these states with the lead that he has. So we're going to move on. So we did Maine. Let's do Massachusetts. So Massachusetts, which is usually heavily Democrat over there, Biden got 521,000 votes to Trump's 338. So he would have, won Massachusetts if this was the election. And I'm going to call it as it is here, folks. So now we will go down to Michigan. In Michigan, Donald Trump got 759,000 to, again, Joe Biden only 623,000. Huh. Isn't that weird how Michigan went to Joe Biden in the 2020 election when right here in the primaries, it literally shows that Donald Trump got more votes than Joe Biden did. Whereas uncommitted from Michigan, which gained two delegates, got 101,000 votes. That's on the Democrat side, folks. There's no, and uncommitted for Republican side, it was 33,000. So you have that. All right. So let's keep trucking on down here. I'm going to try to get through this as fast as I can, folks. Minnesota. So Minnesota, Trump got 232,000. And as we know, Minnesota is a heavily Democrat up there. So let's just see, how did good old Joe Biden do? Ooh, 171,000. Go figure. That was another blue state that, a state that went blue in the 2020 election. Okay, let's keep on trucking. So Nevada, we already know that in Nevada, Joe Biden only got 112 to, Donald Trump wasn't even really doing anything there. He got 59,000. So he would have won Nevada. So far we have a few states that Joe Biden would have actually won. New Hampshire, Donald Trump, 176,000 to, holy crap, to Joe Biden, right in. People had to write Joe Biden in over there, folks. 79,000. So in New Hampshire alone, Trump got almost 100,000 more votes than him. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to keep going. Okay, here's, North Carolina. Trump 790 to Joe Biden's was 606. So, I mean, you're talking about well over 100,000 there. So that would have been another state if this was the election for Trump. Here's North Dakota. Wow, very, very small turnout. 1,632 on the Republican side, and the Democrat side has not gone yet. Of course. Hey. Okay, Vermont. Let's go Vermont here. So Joe Biden got 56,000 votes in Vermont, whereas Nikki Haley got 36,000. And we already, as I've discussed, Nikki Haley, most of her votes are in counties or areas that are heavily Democrat. Okay. So I think you get the picture by now. I can continue going down. I mean, there's a few other ones that I haven't mentioned, like Virginia. Trump got 435,000 to Joe Biden's 307,000. But I think that's where I'm going to just stop it right there as far as the numbers go, because this literally proves that there is absolutely no fucking way, unless Joe Biden cheats or there's another pandemic, mail-in votes, something. They got to do something. There's no way in hell Joe Biden's beating Trump. There's no way. Okay. I just don't see it. If you see a way for Biden to beat Trump, I mean, let me know, because even to Generation Z or whatever you want to fucking call them, millennials and all them, a lot of them are looking at Trump's policies and agree that Trump's policies were a lot better for us than what Biden's doing. And so Biden, in his infinite wisdom, is trying to buy votes. You know, the student loan forgiveness, that's buying votes. All these mass migrants coming over, that's trying to buy the illegals votes, which they can't even vote in our elections. But, you know, if you ask a Democrat, they want them to allow that, like I've stated before. So, you know, then with credit card, you know, freezing it to like $8 for like a late payment pay, this is Joe Biden and the Democrats doing what they can to buy a vote. And I don't think it's working anymore. And it's really honestly crazy, because Gen Z and all these other, people that are out there trying to say, oh, you know, we're going to vote for Biden. It's literally, they're getting sick of it too. But if you hop on social media like X, and I praise Elon Musk for keeping his word and allowing free speech for everybody on X. But if you go on to X, you can literally see, and as you're reading these things, you can see that it's a script, number one. Number two, a lot of these influencers over there are just hacks. They literally are hacks. And it's, all the propaganda that's coming over on X right now is from the left. So moving forward, now that we know who is going to be the nominees, we're going to gear up and rev up the show even more, because this show is 100% in support of Donald Trump for president. I may not like the man personally. You know, you don't become a billionaire by being a nice guy or doing shady stuff. I mean, you just don't. I mean, look at Joe Biden. He's a millionaire, and look at how much money he's taking from China or Ukraine. You know, he's the big guy, not to mention anything else illegally he's done. But tisk tisk, with a weaponized DOJ on your side, you're safe. So now what is Joe Biden going to actually do now? How are they going to come after Trump now? Because literally, it's showing that in Trump's words, it is a witch hunt. You're going after Trump because now he is going to be, he's your direct person you are going up against for the president of the United States. Plain and simple. So we are going to be doing a lot of shows on this, and I'm going to give you my opinions on either or both candidates. If I don't agree with someone, Trump, I'm going to let you know. I'm not afraid to do that. I'm not a Trumpy or Trumpet or whatever the hell you want to call it, but I do support him because I see what they are doing. I don't agree with it, just like many other Americans, many other patriots don't. I think Trump Trump's economy was great. I think Joe Biden in the 4 years he's been in office has just literally, I mean, our country is hanging on by a thread, folks. I mean, it literally is. So we're going to talk more about that stuff as things progress. But as we take a sigh of relief that Nikki Haley has finally woken up and suspended her presidential bid. Thank God she's gone, because Hillary 2.0 would be, that's exactly what it is. It would just be a kick in the balls, so to speak, for our country. We don't need it. We don't want it. And Americans are speaking and they're being heard loud and clear. So now if you, like I was saying, if you go over here on social media, I'm over here right now and I'm going to scroll through some like Twitter stuff or X. So like this one dude calls Elon Musk a dipshit for saying that basically what Secretary Mayorkas is doing is treason. But, you know, apparently this Alexander Vindman is, you know, he doesn't agree with it. You know, go figure, a lefty, a liberal. You know, Republicans against Trump, which we all know that you are run by Democrats. You know, it's just amazing. You know, here we go. You know, you got Joe Biden still talking about restore Roe versus Wade. We've been through this. The federal government doesn't need to be involved in that. That's left up to the states. You know, I'm not going to keep touching on this, but Joe Biden, he's going to push that because that's the only hot button he has. Let's be honest. That's all he has. Oh, so somebody's asking Nikki Haley's voters to vote for basically Biden, which a lot of them have, which is another, you know, that should tell you right there again that a lot of her voters will vote for Biden. Oh, they are Democrat voters. That's all they are. So, yeah. So let's see what's going on in the world today in news. Ooh, Ukraine reportedly destroyed prize Russian vessel. UK praises major victory. You know what? This whole Ukraine war, I'll believe it when I start to see actual footage. You remember back in, oh, I don't know, Desert Storm days? You literally had news every single day from the field. Today, Ukraine, I saw videos from people in Ukraine partying in the streets last summer. That doesn't, you know, over in Kiev, that doesn't seem to me like they're having an issue over there. How are planes coming in and out of there if it's a war zone? I mean, this whole war in Ukraine is a bunch of bullshit, and I'm over it. Just like I'm over this whole, I'm over COVID. Speaking of that, COVID here real quick. So the CDC the other day just confirmed what all of us conspiracy theorists have been saying all along. COVID is the flu. And according to the CDC, now we're supposed to treat COVID like the flu. Go figure. We've been telling you guys this for how long? And now, because the CDC told you so, now you're going to finally believe it after we've been telling you. And not only that, but we were the ones that didn't get the vaccines. And while the people with the vaccines were the ones that believed everything the CDC and Joe Biden would tell you, got the vaccine. And a lot of you guys probably got, you know, some pretty fucked up shit happening to you because you got the vaccine. And also, just remember, come election time, it wasn't Donald Trump that mandated the vaccine for our military members, for our nurses and our doctors in the healthcare system, police. No. It wasn't Republicans. It wasn't Donald Trump. It was Joe Biden and the Democrats. Remember that come election time. If you lost a loved one who got the vaccine, if you're suffering from many of the hundreds of thousands adverse reactions or effects of the vaccine, remember that on election day and vote against them. Oh, super mayor. Yeah, we're going to bring this to our home here in good old fucking Illinois. So Democrat, of course, Democratic Mayor Tiffany Hainyard or whatever, from the village of Dalton. She's the mayor. She's being accused of taking money, like $1 million that was supposed to go to, like, okay, here it is, Okay, $1 million on police detail, despite the small village having a population of only 23,000. So she needed to spend $1 million on police detail in Dalton. And what did she do? Because she doesn't want to be investigated, she vetoed a resolution on Monday by a local board calling for an external probe to be launched into her alleged misuse of funds. That, my friends, is corruption. Right there. That's what the Democrats do. When they're found guilty of something or being accused of being guilty of something, this is the kind of shit that they do. You can't make this crap up. You just can't. Apparently, Katie Porter is not happy with Adam Schiff about how he won in California there. Adam Schiff, this guy, how people can vote for this motherfucker is beyond me. Adam Schiff, literally, he was on the intelligence agency in the House. He lied to Americans many, many times. And now he's going to go over, try to get over to the Senate and team up with Chuck Schumer to continue his lying in the Senate. Again, the Senate, we have people up for re-election in the Senate too, Republicans. Now, I'm not saying here vote all Republican. Vote for those that are going to do well that aren't, you know, that have a mind of their own. But if we want to get anything going, I would suggest all red ticket down the middle, down the line, and make sure, by all means, you're not voting for Rhino. So, yeah. Oh, Supreme Court announces new. Okay, let's get into this here real quick. So, the immunity case for Donald Trump, the Supreme Court will hear arguments on whether Trump is immune for prosecution and special counsel Jack Smith's corrupt, you know, this corrupt fucking counselor election interference case on April 25th. So on April 25th, when the Supreme Court, you know, I think they're going to vote with, you know, go with Trump on this one as well. And once that happens, these cases are just going to crumble. They literally have nothing on Trump at all. And we all see it. So I think that right there is a good spot to end it for today, folks. Yeah, Trump 2024, we got to get him back in office. He's, you know, I don't want to put him up on a pedestal or anything like that, but I think out of the two candidates, he is going to be the one to bring us out of the darkness, out of the shit stain that Biden has put us in, and bring us back up to where we need to be. And then hopefully the person that he picks for vice president, which when he does, I will do an episode on it, and I'll go into detail of how that person is, where that person stands on everything, as much as I can find. But the key right here is he needs to get the VP, the next person in line for presidency, after him. And that's what we need right now. So, Republicans, patriots, conservatives, I know if you don't like Trump and you're conservative, we need to vote this man in. We do. We cannot go through another 4 years of an open border the way it is. We already have over 15 million illegals that have crossed over. I don't believe the numbers. You can never believe anything the government says. You always got to usually double it, and that's exactly what I'm doing. We have at least 15 million illegals that have come across. Biden's been flying them over, you know, over and placing them in states that we don't even know. This, we can't sustain like this. This needs to stop. And the only way for it to stop is to have this man, Donald Trump, as our president. And we will have the largest deportation in the world, in American history, and deport all of these illegals out of here. Because let's face it, they don't need to be here. And that's just where I stand with it. I'm over it. I really am. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you feel that this episode is going to offend somebody just in the slightest, be sure to share it with them. Leave us a review, like the episode, share it with everybody. And always remember, close our borders, save America, Trump 2024, fuck Joe Biden, and fuck Ukraine. I'm out.